It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pitt goes back to the big dance. The Penguins have won 9 in a row, and the Steelers are having a rough offseason. I'm joined now by our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus, Bob Dvorak. His video blog is Sportsnet. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
It's going well. If you measure Pittsburgh sports fans' happiness by how the Penguins are doing, things are going well. But if you're a Pitt basketball fan, you might be a little frustrated today with where they ended up. Yesterday was the big day where networks announced the picks for the big dance, as it's called, the 65, if you count the play-in game, NCAA tournament. And Pitt ended up being selected as the 8th seed in the West Regional, and they'll play 9th-seeded Wichita State on Thursday. A lot of people are upset because they think Pitt did not get a high enough seed. How do you see it, Bob?
Well, I know the experts are upset they had them higher and people want to see them ranked. I say, look, if you want a higher ranking, win some more games, win a tournament game or something. I don't know why, if there's any complaint whatsoever. They're in the tournament, they're out west. That doesn't line up well for them, but hey, you got to play better.
Well, some people are saying that they did play better in conference play during the course of the season. You know, the Big East tournament last week notwithstanding, you have a team like Notre Dame, for example, that received a higher seed, even though overall they weren't as good as Pitt during the regular season. So, you know, was that like a St. Patrick's Day gift or what?
The luck of the Irish, you know, that's an ironic twist. I don't know, Pitt played Notre Dame at home and lost to them after having a big lead. So, you know, it is what it is. You get seated where you're at, and, the ball's in your hands now. Your fate is your own. But I really do see him sort of like doing a one and done and get out of there.
Well, this is that morning when everybody, you know, grabs a cup of coffee and they pull out the paper or they go online and they look at all the brackets and they start filling them in. You know, the office pool, everybody's got a little contest going. And so here's Pitt, and you look at the bracket they're in. The number one seed in the West region is Gonzaga. They play Wichita State on Thursday. I mean, normally, Pitt is a one-and-done team, but as you look at this, Bob, do you see a way that Pitt can maybe go a little farther than a lot of people are used to expecting to see them go?
Well, I can, especially in a year like this year, Paul. I think there were seven teams at one point ranked at number one, and it's such a wide-open tournament. It's sort of like the old saying, there ain't no horse that can't be rode, and ain't a team that can't be throwed. So Pitt has the capability, I think, of beating any team in this tournament, but they also have the capability of losing to any team in this tournament.
Meanwhile, there is an interesting event happening in another postseason tournament, the NIT. Robert Morris is in, and they are going to be hosting a game against the storied Kentucky Wildcats. John Calipari, not too many years ago, they won an NCAA championship. How is it that they are coming to Moon Township in March to play a game?
The world just spins round and round, doesn't it? Kentucky's the defending NCAA champion. They won it all last year and didn't make it to the big dance this year. So, you know, it's a nice little game for Robert Morris, and it's a homecoming for John Calipari. So, I don't think they're going to complain much either after a 21-11 record. And they had to replace all five starters from the team from last year. So, it's a fresh look. But, hey, entertaining game out there near the airport.
So all sorts of March madness going on. In the meantime, the Penguins are tearing up the month of March. They've won 9 in a row. That's the 5th longest winning streak in franchise history. What, as you watch the Penguins, what do you see them doing right?
They're like butter. They're on a roll. They've won games 7-6 in Montreal. They get down to Philly 4-1 and beat them 5-4. Then they throw a couple of defensive gems at people. I think they've really got it straightened out, that they know the system that they have to play to win. And, you know, you've seen them a couple times against Boston and Toronto. They just won late in games. They just never gave up. They just hung in there. So I think you see some tenacity. I think you see their speed starting to show against some teams. A little worried about the injury to Chris Letang, the defenseman, because that might be a tough injury to replace. And they're doing this, basically, they played five of the nine games in the streak without the MVP from last year, Gino.
Right, and you're referring, Gino, of course, is the nickname for Evgeny Malkin, who looks like he's been skating, I guess, recently, so it looks like he might be joining the lineup again, but no sooner does he get hurt than, as you mentioned, Chris Letang suffers a lower body injury, and who knows what that means. I know you've got inside sources, so what are you hearing about this injury? What was hurt? How long is it going to be? How severe is it?
Yeah, it looks like a repeat from an injury he had before. I'm pretty sure it's a groin injury, and I know it's the lower body, the dreaded lower body injury, and that can include anything. But it's a groin is one of those nagging injuries that takes some time to heal, and it's just absolutely necessary to play the kind of game that Chris Letang plays. So if it's a nagging injury, I think they have to let it heal and make sure he's 100% before he comes back, because the real action is going to be in the playoffs.
We're talking with our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus, Bob Dvorak. Bob, here's something that a lot of people might be wondering. When there's a football injury, the NFL rule is that the team has to be very specific about what the injury to that particular player is. In the National Hockey League, they let teams like the Penguins get away with simply saying lower body injury, which could be any number of things. Why is that?
Well, I think there's some medical liability issues, more than anything else, but the NFL has always been this upfront thing, and they want to make sure that the betting communities know exactly what they're up against. Hockey's a different animal. Baseball's a different animal. Baseball's gotten away from specific injuries and just listing general maladies, basically, is what they're going to. But it's policy at the NHL level. So send your cards and letters to Gary Bettman.
So you're saying that when it comes to the NFL, this is about the Las Vegas line. This is a betting thing.
It's always about the Las Vegas line. Are you kidding? No, it's. But their injury lists are very specific. Yeah, you can read them every Sunday. Who's questionable, probable, out, doubtful. But again, those listings are sort of they leave a lot to the imagination. So
yes.
It's just a policy of the league.
All right, let's talk about the Steelers. I mean, the Steelers, this has been a really rough – it was a rough season. Now it's a rough off season. The players are dropping like flies off the roster. They have lost now to free agency, which started a week ago, receiver Mike Wallace, running back Rashard Mendenhall, Keenan Lewis, a defensive back. I guess receiver Emmanuel Sanders looks like he's going to New England. He signed an offer sheet, which doesn't mean for sure that he's gone. But this is a lot of talent, Bob.
Oh, absolutely. When they go back to last year when Hines, Ward, and James Ferrier and Chris Oak left, this is a pretty big turnover. They've lost five starters from this team and signed two substitutes, so that's not good math. But, again, I ask people to be cautious about this because, there's the Steeler way. They know what they're going to play, pay certain players, and they're going to keep it that way. And we don't know what the draft is going to bring or what some more signings are going to bring, but right now they've got some work to do to replace talent that they've lost from an 8-18 that didn't go to the playoffs.
Well, I hope they start picking up some players because they sure are losing a lot. No doubt about that.
Very discouraging for a fan, I know. But, again, Paul, this is the business end of the NFL, and it's not very appealing. A lot of these decisions are business decisions, not football decisions, but they're necessary to do. That's why they pay Kevin Colbert, the general manager.
Bob Dvorak is Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus. His video blog is Sportsnet, and he's our sports guy. Bob, as always, thanks for being with us.
Hey, great to be here, Paul. Thank you.
Wednesday, March 20th. 90.5 WESA's Daily Public Affairs Program, Essential Pittsburgh, will host a public forum on the black middle class in Pittsburgh. It'll take place at the WESA-WYEP studios in Bedford Square on the south side. Doors open to the public at 6:30. For more information, go to the events page on the 90.5 WESA website. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.